The question for today is, what is the age of accountability? I like to rather rephrase that, because I know most people today use the word age of accountability and they think about how many years old a person is. But I'd rather call it what basically the Bible does, and that is the knowledge of accountability. And then some people say, well, the age of accountability must be about 12 years old, because that's seemingly what a lot of people seem to think, and I don't know where they get that exactly, except just from tradition or something, but it could be from Luke chapter 2, where there that Jesus was left in Jerusalem by his parents, and he was 12 years old at that time. I don't know what that's got to do with being accountable, but they seem to think that 12 years old is the age, or at least they used to, and now they're trying to lower it down to a lesser degree. But a lot of times what people will do when they get at least 12 years old, they hadn't made a move to the altar or joined the church, been baptized or something, many of them say, don't you think it's about time that you go up and join the church? Well, what's that got to do with salvation? I tell you, you'd be surprised how many people's concept in our Baptist churches today believe that joining the church is what it means to be saved, and that's not so. But they tell them to do that, and they didn't understand one thing when they went up about about salvation. Therefore, they have a life of doubt and confusion, and they lived in turmoil all of their life. Therefore, I like to call it the knowledge of accountability instead of the age of accountability. I know we send out questionnaires to our missionaries, and I wanted to find out what they believed about some things, and I asked them questions, and of course I put in the question, what is the age of accountability? I put it in parentheses to let them know that I wanted something maybe a little different. And most every one of them, without fail, wrote back and said, it's the age in which they know right. They're old enough to know right from wrong. Folks, that's not the right answer. That is not the age of accountability. That is not the knowledge of accountability. Because you better teach your children at 1 or 2 or 3 years old what's right and wrong. If you don't, you're going to have a rebel on your hands. So you teach them what's right and wrong. So it's not right and wrong that it says there. In fact, the business at a young age, I know down here in school in Paducah one time, a professor told one of our young men, had in class, and he had nothing to do with salvation, but he made a statement that keyed something for us. He made this statement. He said that children cannot think abstract until they at least reach puberty. And puberty, I don't know where that's at. That would vary with a child. And so as a result, they've got to think abstract to be saved, because God's abstract, faith is abstract. See, that's abstract or concrete. Concrete's something you can touch. You can't touch physically God or faith. And so you've got to be able to think abstract before a person can be saved. And that may be the reason some try to say it's around 12 years old. I don't know about that. But I do know it's not right from wrong. It's what does the Bible say that the knowledge of accountability is? Well, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, when God put a tree in the garden that he told Adam not to eat of, he didn't call it the tree of the knowledge of right and wrong. He called it the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, don't you eat of that tree, for the day you eat, you'll die. Now, good represents God and evil represents the devil, and there's got to be some knowledge about God and about the adversary of God. You're going to have to understand some things before you're saved. We'll deal with that question at a later date, but you've got to understand some things about God before you'll ever seek Him, before you'll ever come to Him. And so, therefore, it's not a knowledge of good and evil. It's not a knowledge of right and wrong, excuse me. It's a knowledge of good and evil. Now, don't give an age, but in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 39, we can find out an age that the Bible's talking about here. But here it gives us a little bit more about the knowledge of accountability. And let me say, there's not a whole lot in the Bible about this subject. But the thing about it, here we have this one verse, and if one verse is here, that's good enough. Because that's all we need. God to say something one time, and it's truth. Because God breathed that from His very, very inner being. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 39, Deuteronomy means the second law. It means the second time that Moses gave the law to a new group of people. You see that you remember the story at Kadesh Barnea, how they went in and spied out the land, then come back and said, we can't take it. There's too many giants in the land, and we don't want them. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. Joshua and Caleb said, we can take it. But God pronounced judgment upon the people. He gave them what they wanted, but they lost what they could have had. Because they said, would to God we died here, or would to God we died back in Egypt, in this wilderness or in Egypt. And God said, all right, that's what you want. I'm going to give you that. And he told them, all of you over 20 year old and up will die in this wilderness. But all except Joshua and Caleb. And you know what happened? What age that was? 20 years old. Now, here is Moses is giving this to the new generation who had come through that years, 40 years of wandering. They'd seen their daddies and their granddaddies die in the wilderness. Now then, here they are being spoken to here in verse 39. He said, moreover, your little ones, which he said should be a prey. Of course, he's talking to Israel. And your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. Talking about the land of Canaan. So you see, he represents two classes of people there that had no knowledge of good and evil, he said. And that was the your little ones. Maybe that's those that's up to a teenage year. And then your children representing the teenage years. I don't know what they represent exactly. But I do know that the age was 20 years old. God said that none of them, 20-year-old and down, had knowledge of good and evil. Therefore, they were not held accountable. And I want to tell you, a man, if he doesn't have knowledge of good and evil, and we'll get into that more later, and maybe you've got some questions to ask us about this. I'd like you to send us your questions. I mean, any way you can get them to us. We want to try to answer them on this radio broadcast. But the thing about it is, you realize you must have a knowledge of good and evil to be accountable, and they did not have it at that time. In other words, a person who's not mentally competent, those who've not reached some sort of IQ with knowledge of good and evil will never be responsible. They'll be safe by the grace of God. Now, I said we don't have a lot of scripture. We do know that over in the book of Samuel, it talks about in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14 through 23, and I'm not going to read all those verses, but I believe there we see those who've not reached the knowledge of accountability are safe because of the grace of God. And the proof's found here in 2 Samuel where David, upon the death of his son, which was a baby at that time, born and wasn't long till the baby got sick and David was in sackcloth and ashes and he wept over that baby, hoping that baby would live. But when the baby died, he got up and washed himself. And the people said, I don't understand it. When the baby was sick, you wept and didn't eat and was in sackcloth and ashes. And now that the baby's died, you are okay. And David said this in verse 23 of 2 Samuel 12, I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. In other words, David was a saved man. Therefore, when he died, he went to paradise where the baby was. When the baby died, he went to paradise. He's safe by the grace of God because it was not accountable for its actions because it had no knowledge of good and evil. Now, you say, but preacher, do you believe that the age of accountability, and again, I don't like the word age, I like the word knowledge, but I'll put it in there for the sake of those who are listening and so geared to that phraseology. But they say, do you believe it's 20 years old? Well, I'm not giving you an age, but I want to think it's closer to 20 years old than it is to 3 or 4 years, as some people are trying to, so-called soul winners are talking about. They say, you know, you better make sure that you win your children at an early age before they have all the scars of sin. If you don't, then they'll have more problem being saved later. Well, I want to tell you, if you do that, you're gonna mess them up. If you deal with them yourself and not let the Holy Spirit deal with them. I remember being at a time whenever I was at a meeting some years ago, and I knew something was going on that was wrong, and I didn't understand. But I could see the people, every one of them had about a 4-year-old experience. Come to find out, the woman that really was in the charge of the church, and wasn't a pastor, but she was the one running things, a Baptist church, mind you, but she was the one running things, and she was telling all the Sunday school teachers to make sure that you win those children to the Lord at about 4 years old, and then you keep it before them. Don't let them forget it. Because they'll not forget it. We don't want them to forget it. And you keep it before them. And every one of those people were in a turmoil in a mess. When real preaching come through, they were shook up. Well, you realize something. I don't care what age you are, if you really get saved, God's done a work. You're going to have some understanding of good and evil, and you're going to know where it's at. And you don't have to worry. I don't know where it's at, but I do know that a lot of people today have made professions at an early age, and they've had trouble all their life. They grew up with doubt and confusion, and I'll tell you, doubt is not what a child of God has. He may question, but he doesn't doubt. These things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. And don't tell me the devil makes you doubt. What happens when God begins to do with those many times? It's not the devil dealing with you. It's God's Holy Spirit trying to tell you. You never were saved at that 8-year-old experience or that 12-year-old experience or even that 15-year-old experience if God didn't complete the work. And what you need to do is to junk it and let the Holy Spirit complete a completed work of Holy Ghost conviction that you might be saved. And yet all the time that the Holy Spirit's working in you, the devil's telling you, that's just the devil making you doubt. That's just the devil making you doubt. I want to tell you what, it's God's Holy Spirit. If you're listening today under the sound of our voice, and you've got something down inside that's eating at you, and you don't like what's being preached, then you've never met the Holy Ghost of God. Because I'm preaching to you the book, the truth about this. And if you've got something that goes against it, you say, preacher, you cause confusion. No, I'm just a light turner owner that shows you the confusion that's already there. When God turns on the searchlight in your soul, you'll realize where you're at, where you're at and what's going on. What you need to do is leave your children alone as far as trying to get them to make a profession. Let God deal with them in His time for His glory. You need to put Scripture in them. You need to put character in them. You need to put principles in them. You need to put responsibility in them. Teach them the truth. Keep it before them. Teach them right living. Teach them to pay their bills. Teach them to work. Teach them to meet, to be a citizen in society. Teach them to do what's right. And then one day when God comes to them and speaks to them, He'll have fuel for fire. There'll be Scripture that He can draw up that didn't mean a whole lot to them back there when they were memorizing it. But now they've come to a knowledge of good and evil. And God can take that and use that to bring them under Holy Ghost conviction of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And they'll have understanding. And it'll be a reality to them in their heart, not in their head. And it'll be something that'll be real. And when that person come through and is gloriously saved, oh, I want to tell you, they won't have to worry about that doubt and confusion anymore. And any preacher can preach anything he wants, and it won't bother him because he knows what the Lord has done for him. Let your children reach a knowledge of accountability, that of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil, and then the Lord can do something in their hearts. I love you today. I pray the Lord will help you and speak to your hearts. And anything we can do for you, let us know. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.